This is Madeline's 1 Minute Music Radio Show for March 2009. How was classical music an intricate part of Alexander Borodin's life? Alexander began his musical studies at the age of 8 on the piano and flute. He later taught himself the cello to play chamber music. While he was a medical intern and playing the piano, he gained entry into a group of like-minded composers called the Mighty Five. Balakirev, Modest Mussorgsky, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, and Caesar Q. Of the group, Borodin was the only one working at his original and primary profession. Later, he gave up medical practice for research, which he preferred. Borodin began his Symphony No. 1 in E-flat under Balakirev's tutelage in 1862. Borodin was interested in using elements of Russian folk music in his compositions. He was an enthusiastic cellist in playing chamber music, and while in Heidelberg between 1859 and 1861, during his chemical studies, he wrote a piano quintet and a string sextet. In 1869, he began his Symphony No. 2 in B minor and his four-act opera Prince Igor. The symphony took over 5 years to complete, and his opera Prince Igor, which contained his Polovetsian dances, dragged on for decades, left unfinished at his death. Rimsky-Korsakov and Alexander Glazunov completed Borodin's work posthumously. He began his first string quartet in 1875 and wrote his second quartet with the popular Nocturne in 1881. The musical Kismet by Robert Wright and George Forrest in 1953 adapted Borodin's Strangers in Paradise. Borodin was awarded a Tony Award posthumously in 1954. Borodin called himself a Sunday composer.